Welcome to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Geisel. I am a human design and relationship coach, 6'2", manifesting generator, and total lover of life. If you want real solutions to real life problems, then you are in the right place. This podcast is dedicated to using human design, ancient teachings, and DNA activation to elevate both your relationship with yourself and the people around you. If you are willing to take action on the practical steps given in this podcast, I promise your life will change for the better. All you have to do is open your heart and mind, step beyond your fear, and activate the courage needed to create a life that you're excited to live. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. And today we are talking about the last of the 7 different decision-making authorities. So this has been an entire series. The last 8 episodes have been all about decision-making authorities in human design, because it is one of the foundational pieces of understanding and utilizing and actually getting to live your human design. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, then make sure you go back and check out the first episode where I talk about decision-making authorities, why they're so important, and how understanding them can truly make such a huge impact on your life and make your life significantly easier, more fulfilled, more meaningful, be full of just more purpose, more joy, all of those things. So there's obviously a lot of amazing things that come in from understanding your decision-making authority, understanding the decision-making authorities of the people around you, and how you can interact with one another. So every single one of these episodes has something to offer. Even if it is not your main decision-making authority, there are pieces and aspects of it that you can utilize. All of these things work in a collective unit. It is not like I have this one and I don't have this one. It's just that one is your main type, but understanding them all and how all the different centers that lead that specific authority are going to impact you in your life. So today is, last but not least, our non-authority authority, or our lunar cycle authority, which is going to be for reflectors. And reflectors make up about 1% of the population. I have a little bit of a Stacyism when it comes to reflectors. I think that they currently make up such a small portion of our population because, like, we just haven't been ready for them. Humanity as a collective hasn't been ready for this type of person that reflects and mirrors back to us their environment, so that we can become more self-aware, so that we can become more unified, so that we can truly live up to our potential. There just hasn't been a lot of room for them. And I'm seeing a lot of reflector children. So I hope that that's going to start to change. And actually some of these percentages might start to shift. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the future and just what that will look like. But this is for our reflectors. So reflectors don't really have necessarily an inner authority, because they're everything about their chart, all of their centers are open or undefined, or they don't have any color to them. If you look at their chart, they do have gates that are activated, but all of their centers are open. And that's what makes them so beautifully designed to reflect back to us their environment. So just a little bit more about the reflector. You can go back and get more information about them, but they are, you know when they are in a healthy, happy environment, when they are healthy and happy. And you know when they are in an unhealthy and they are unhappy, because they're like, that is the type of environment that they're in, because that is going to be what they show you. And so what they are projecting outwards is a direct reflection of the environment that they are in. So as far as that goes, their strategy is that they have to wait an entire lunar cycle, so about 29 days, for really clarity on anything, clarity on situations, clarity on decisions. And so their decision-making authority is the same. They need to wait out that 29-day lunar cycle and connect with all the different pieces and all the different patterns that they go through in that 29 days, kind of collecting, observing, reflecting, all the different things until they have a clear path forward at the end of that. So how you're going to use this is any situation or decision that can you, first of all, can you imagine, right? So I'm an emotional authority. I'm a Manny Gen with an emotional authority and, to sit in an open root. It's my root is the only center that's open in my entire human design chart. So the impatience that comes with that, like it's hard enough for me to wait out my emotional cycle. And so reflectors, you guys have this whole nother level of patience when it comes to a 29-day cycle and being able to honor that. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more at the end of how difficult that can be when we live in a world of I want it now, the answer has to be now. And we're impacted so much, not only our own impatience, but the impatience of the people around us, right? Like nobody wants to wait for anything. We live in an Amazon Prime world. Some things we literally place an order online and we get it within, you know, a couple of hours. And I know that, you know, we just got done with Christmas shopping and some different things. And I think it's just funny how... And this is me. So, you know, maybe you relate to this, maybe you don't, but how, even when something's going to take longer than 2 days to get to me, I question buying it right online. Like, I'm like, oh, that's so long. It's 2 days. And so we live in this world that just continues to, not just embrace, but encourage swiftness and fast and speed. And so to have people who are designed to really slow that down and are okay with the pause and are okay with waiting, it just takes a lot of courage to truly live this decision-making authority and live this strategy. It's just a different level of trusting in timing, right? So when any situation or decision comes up in your life that you're waiting for clarity on, you're waiting the 29 days, what are you doing during that time, right? This is a question that I often get. What am I supposed to do as I'm waiting for this answer for 29 days? First of all, you're not searching for the answer, okay? So this is actually really funny, and I see this come up in not just this lunar cycle, but also in, you know, emotional authorities. Anybody that has to wait for their decisions, they're like, okay, well, they just spend their time searching for the answer. Like, they're like, I'm trusting. And in the meantime, they're searching for the answer. They, like, cannot let go. They can't surrender. They can't be present. They're just waiting for the answer to show up. Well, here's what we're not doing. We're not searching for the answer. So clarity is elusive, meaning the more you search for it, the further away it gets. So instead of searching for the answer, the goal is to be as present as possible as we possibly can be in our life and just becoming aware, sitting in curiosity, watching yourself, observing your reasoning, observing your emotions. You're in this observation stage that really comes from curiosity, not I wonder, and you can kind of use this like, man, I wonder when the clarity is going to come. Like, that's a very curious question. It's not like I have to have the clarity today. And that's often what we do, right? We're like, okay, I'm waiting. Like, well, it better show up today or I'm done waiting. And we're just kind of, and then we push it away even further. So if we could wake up every day and just be like, man, I wonder what I'm going to learn about myself today. I wonder what I'm going to observe about where I'm at in this process today, instead of wanting it to be over, right? And it's more of a, your openness, okay, is not a curse here. Your entire strategy and authority process is an opportunity for growth and evolution. It isn't something that you want to rush through. And this is something all of us, we've all been in situations, we've all had things in our life that were like, I just want to get to the end of this lesson, right? And it's not something to be rushed through. We need to think about all of these opportunities and this 29-day cycle as more of a journey of self-mastery instead of it being a means to an end. You know, like if you go through, this is where we learn to work with time in a very different way, is if you go through that 29 days, okay, and every day you just can't wait to get it over with because you might be one step closer to getting clarity, you're missing the point, right? You're going to go through that 29 days and you're going to miss the whole journey of that observation, of the curiosity, of the wisdom that you could have collected about yourself through that process, because you were just fixated on the end result rather than being fixated on the process and being curious and having fun with the process. We get to choose to have fun with these decision-making authorities. They are not meant to be burdens in our life. They're meant to make our lives more fulfilling and more enjoyable and more fun and more meaningful, to allow us to be more present in everything that we're doing because we're not so concerned and worried all the time. It's our connection back to the God that lives within our heart. So we can trust that when we're meant to have clarity, we will have that clarity. And it will speak to us through the truth of our body wisdom. And I touched on that a little bit in the last episode. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, make sure you do, especially at the end where I talk about what your truth feels like. Because it's a feeling. It's not a thought. It's not something that we think about. It's a feeling that we have. Okay? So notice during this 29 days, watch how your clarity shifts depending on who you're around. Watch how your emotions transform depending on who you're talking to, right? But what's different than the sounding board or the mental authority from our last episode is this is much more of an internal process that is happening within the reflector. While the projector needs to bounce things off of people, the reflector is really, it's very much an internal process. Okay. And something that's really important to understand is that you have to go through that complete cycle in order to come to a decision that is right for you. If you try to rush it, if you cut it off at 15 days, if you cut it off at 5 days, and you start to skip some of the process, and you're like, okay, like I'm content with this decision, you haven't allowed the cycle to play out. You actually don't know what other observations, what other things are going to come to light, what other wisdom you needed to collect amongst that 29 days. And you're probably going to make a decision that is incorrect for you, which is going to lead you to disappointment, because that's your not self theme. You're going to be disappointed in the decision that you made because you rushed it. And then you're going to stop trusting your decision-making authority when you never even gave it a chance to work in the first place. So this is a really, really important piece of the puzzle. So how do you start to put this into practice? One, you have to give yourself the time. Give yourself the 29 days that you need. And notice and really tune into the lunar cycle. Okay? Observe how you relate to things depending on where the moon cycle is. And if you don't know anything about the moon cycle, then do some research, have some fun learning about, I think there's a book out there called Moonology, and it kind of talks about the different phases of the moon. And then if you're a woman, notice how your menstrual cycle relates to the moon cycle and where you're at. It is no coincidence that they are the same number of days, and it can be really, really helpful, especially for the reflectors, because you guys are so tuned into nature. You're so tuned in to the environment. You are so naturally tuned into cycles and animals and all these different things that it can be really helpful for you to begin to sync the two, the lunar cycle with your menstrual cycle. And it's going to offer you so much insight into your inner compass. What types of emotions and feelings and different things you have during this type, like during this moon cycle, which, and then how does that correlate to where you are in your menstrual cycle? And this is like ancient wisdom that when you can tune into this, can bring you profound insight. And just know that it takes patience and it takes courage to live this out. Because I talked about this a little bit earlier. It takes courage and it takes patience to live this out because the pressure of our external world. Everybody wants you to make a decision and they want you to make it now. And if you say, I need a month, they're going to be like, that's not going to work. And you may fear actually starting to live in this way. You might be afraid of saying to people, I'm going to need time, because there's this fear that you're going to be rejected. That people aren't going to let you, that they are not, that they're going to lose respect for you. Like, whatever that looks like, if you honor your unique process. But you have to respect yourself, or other people aren't going to respect you. You have to honor yourself, or other people aren't going to honor you. And if the people around you won't respect and won't honor your process, then maybe they aren't meant to be in your life. Right. And I can speak to this a little bit, being an emotional authority. It was one of the most difficult things for me to learn to say, you know what, I need to sit with that, and to not make decisions based on emotion, to not make decisions because I was excited or I was in a funk, and because there was always this fear of disappointing people. That was the thing for me. I didn't want to disappoint anybody. So I didn't want to keep people waiting. And then you throw in that open root, and I felt like this massive amount of pressure to get it done with, so I no longer had to feel this tension. But it's up to you. You don't have to take on other people's impatience. You don't have to take on the pressure from other people. You have to learn to separate yourself from it. And when you do that, there are going to be people who find it very difficult to honor that. But they will adjust, or they will fall off. That's really how it goes. And we have to be okay with either one of those happening, because ultimately we do have to just honor ourselves. Because at the end of the day, whether they feel it or not, you honoring your process is best for you, and it's best for them. Okay. So kind of the last thing that I just want to bring up about this particular inner authority is, well, two things really. If you have somebody in your life who has this, I have a niece who is a reflector, and allowing them to honor their process, encouraging them to honor their process, give them the permission slip, because I can guarantee that they probably haven't, because it is so foreign. This, let's be okay with waiting it out, is just foreign to most people. And so if we have these types of people in our life, like, let's give them the permission slip. Hey, you know what? Take as much time as you need. Take the full month, and let's just see. You know, I talk about how we can learn things from each and every one of these designs and each one of these authorities, and we're all here to learn and master and evolve and grow. And at the beginning, or yeah, I guess it was at the beginning / end of November of 2023, I was feeling a lot of frustration around my business, around what I was doing, around like just a lot of different things, just feeling everything felt very forced. And we know, and like as a Manny Gen, my energy was pretty low, like nothing. I didn't feel super passionate about a lot of different things that I was doing. And so my husband was like, why don't you take the month of December, and just do what you love to do, which is working with my one-on-one clients, like keep the podcast going, like do the, but kind of do the bare minimum and only do the things that you enjoy and stop doing everything else. And then, you know, so I picked up a pottery class, which was really fun, and just kind of tried to follow my joy. And it was amazing what that permission slip did for me. Because I knew that I needed to take a step back. I knew that I needed to reevaluate, because I know my human design. I understand what the anger and frustration that I was feeling meant that something was off. But it's like I couldn't quite give it to myself. And so his permission slip really allowed me to at least take the first step. So just know that if you've got these people in your life, give them the permission slip. Don't wait for them to ask. If you see something that somebody else needs or could just use a permission slip, give it to them. Not because they're incapable of doing it themselves, just because maybe they just need that little encouragement, that little bit of empowerment to say, you know what? You're right. I do. That is exactly what I need. So that's one. And then the last thing is reflectors, your gift to yourself and the people around you is the slowdown, the life of patience, the ability to say, let's pause, let's wait. It's no coincidence that they are attached to the lunar cycle or to the moon. And the moon is representative of the feminine. All of the other design types are solar types, meaning that they're connected to the sun, which is the masculine. The feminine is the patience. It's the divine timing. It's the ability to say, it's okay, we can pause, we can trust in divine timing, we can surrender, we can go with the flow. The feminine does not force, it flows. And that is your beauty as a reflector, if you can allow yourself to live it. If you can allow yourself to live it, then you will impact the world in the most magnificent and miraculous ways. By just honoring your own cycle, by honoring time, by being in control of it and instead of allowing it to control you. These are all lessons that we need to learn, and you guys can be the walking embodiment of what that means if you allow it. So begin to practice some of this. I would love to hear from the reflectors out there in the world. I know some, I don't know a ton. There's not all that many of you. But I want to hear how you relate to this, how hard this is, what questions you have, anything that you can send me, and we can chat about is amazing. It allows me to live in my design where I can respond to what you want to hear. I can respond to your questions. That is where I have the absolute most fun with the podcast. So please send me your questions. Send me anything. If you ask specific questions according to your human design chart, then make sure you go ahead and book a mini session on the website. It will just pop up. It's the first thing that you will see. We'll put a link in the show notes, but you can also just go to www.evolvebeyondlimits.com and it'll be waiting there for you. And I think that's all I have for you currently. If you want to know a little bit more about your human design, we have created the workbook for each type. And so if you haven't checked those out, those are also on the website. We'll link those in the show notes. So definitely take a look at those. It can be a really fun way to start to experiment with your human design. And I think that's all until next time. So until we meet again, walk your talk, speak your truth, choose courage over comfort, and most importantly, keep evolving.